This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And John Rappaport's taking over in about T-minus 6 minutes, or exactly 6 minutes from now. I just want to say it again. Everybody that's been listening for 20 years, 15 years, you know, I was super negative, super angry, and after the establishment and just discrediting the entire power structure because it was bad. And it doesn't mean we're still don't have a lot of problems, but nationalism, free market, folks that aren't out to get you, that's what's entering the world again. And the world is turning against globalism. And a lot of top people don't want to be part of this either. So it's a very exciting time. But I wanted to get in this little segment into the hypocrisy of the media and just how dumb they think you are. It's a total conspiracy theory that the Russians stole the election and controlled Trump and controlled his family and there was all this collusion. And in years and years of investigation, it's been going on for 2+ years, nothing found. And then on the other side, all the illegal wiretaps and all the spying and all the lying and all the deleting texts and all the secret societies and all the insurance policies. And then Joe Scarborough goes on television and says, just stop your conspiracy theories because you are making America less safe. That's what they get down to now. And just nebulous conspiracy theories when they're the ones putting out the conspiracy theories. We told everybody, Samsung Galaxy phones of that type, I even knew this when I heard it, but then all the tech experts came out and said, you cannot erase them without burning them. The governments have demanded, the U.S. government mainly, in telecommunication acts, going back to 96, that they have encryption keys. I'm not the tech guy. The point is, they never really erase the data. It's how it's organized. It just rewrites it to say, you can now write over this. But it's still there. And so, of course, the Justice Department then announced today, oh, we were able to get in the 50,000 emails. Because no one bought it. They had to back off. Okay? It's a conspiracy theory to say it's erased. Because the FBI knows about everybody. Going back, the first thing was like 35 years ago. They were scared of counterfeiting. So they got the printer companies to put secret codes in the ink so they could tell when you bought it and who you were and all that. And, of course, now that's known. So let's go to Scarborough, man. You talk about conspiracy theories. This guy is the biggest discredited joke in the galaxy. Here he is.
Who is the informant that Ron Johnson's
talking?
The McCarthy accusation.
I mean, you know, one of the worst things about this, incidentally, the FBI does make mistakes, and there are problems with the FBI, and you do want congressional oversight of our executive branch institutions, and this discredits sort of, I think, legitimate efforts to say, wait a second, let's take a look at this and that.
This dirty pool that is being played by members of...
That neocon that they have on, his father was the head of the Trotskyites and reported directly, William Kristol, to Trotsky, who Stalin had killed in Mexico with an ice axe. He is third in command from Trotsky. And they said, we got to take the Republicans over if we're going to have communism be successful. And there it sits. Thought I'd just add that. He's not going to tell you that. Go ahead. Even the New York Times, though, admits that. Very proud of it, though. That is the heir to Trotsky. Let's continue.
That is being played by members of the Senate and the House and the administration. You're undercutting the foundation of this democracy.
Okay, that's enough. He gets into this conspiracy theory crap. I want to add this. Her dad was the head architect of wanting World War III with the Russians, who had bragged that he helped have genocide by manipulating the situation in Cambodia that killed 30% of the population. Zbigniew Brzezinski. I mean, I could just keep hitting you and hitting you and hitting you. See, when you know who these people are, and then you got Scarborough with a dead intern and the autopsy they wouldn't do, and you just are looking at a bunch of scum. I mean, it just, I can go through every one of these people on TV, man. It's like North Korea, where you have a third generational dictator. These scumbags, then their kids end up ruling over us. I mean, I guess Mika and Scarborough are going to pop one out that'll be our new god and dance around America's grave. Not on my watch, scumbags. We'll be back with John Rappaport. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's right here, right now, that we've been served the feast of transmission in the cool passageways of the grills. In the heart of the lonely hunt, and the heart.
John Rappaport here in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex at InfoWars. I was talking on a show earlier today, and I just want to kind of finish up on a theme that I think is in line with what Alex was talking about and what's really going on here. There's a little item called achievement. You know that word? Achievement. It's not taught anymore. It's not elevated anymore in schools. The idea that great achievements can be made, especially launched by an individual. Can't have that. But achievement in general has taken a very far backseat to the idea of some kind of giant cheese glob of collectivism in our society. Oh, we're all in this together, and so and so and this, and it's all, we're all the same in the thing in the glob and the floating around, and oh yes, and just, you know, be part of the group and the collective, and just for the sake of the utopia that's coming right around the corner. All of this preposterous crap has been floated now. Seriously floated now for the last 30 or 40 years. And achievement, where did that go? Achievement, the great achievements. I came of age in New York City. I used to stand out there at night on rooftops, go up to the top of the Empire State Building. You look out New York City at night. What an incredible sensation that this has been built. That this all was made, that this all came up out of the ground by human effort. It wasn't lowered from a spaceship. Somebody didn't just snap their fingers and it appeared. It was created and designed and built up to the sky. It just marches out to the horizon at night. This fantastic sense of expansion, achievement, taking wing. And maybe you've seen the old photographs in black and white. High steel workers sitting up there on way above the ground on girders in the middle of the day, eating their lunch casually. They built them. They built them. And when they came down finally for the end, when it was all done, they looked up there and they said, we built this. We built this. Achievement. And now you have all kinds of globalist front groups, little diabolical creatures scurrying along that want to tear it all down. Tear it all down. Get rid of the whole thing. Let's tear it all down. Because that'll be righteous. That will be payback. For what? For what? What are you going to put in its place? People looking across the land for tubers and roots and living in trees? Is that what you want? Is that going to be final social justice? There are so many fantastic places around the world. When you see them and you look at them and you stand there and you realize how they have been built by people, created, invented, designed, labored over, constructed, fantastic things. You go to the Frick Museum, a little museum in New York City, and you see two or three magnificent paintings by Vermeer. You go to the Metropolitan Museum and you look at a few fantastic paintings by Van Eyck. You begin to get a sense of achievement, achievement that takes wing, that is still at the heart and the root of what the future is all about. If it's not about that, it's not about anything except destruction, tearing it all down. And of course, that's what the arch globalists want to do. That's where they want to go. Because then they can rebuild it in their image. That is the image of the machine. Where the humans are machines. And the machines are machines. And everything is run like clockwork, technocratically. Everything is on schedule. Everything is on time. Everything is measured out by small drips and drafts. People are in slots. People are units, ciphers, non-entities of no concern, no regard, except as ant colonies of the future. That is their version of achievement. And for that, they do not need people. They do not need people. And they certainly don't need people to be inspired to want to achieve. You want to achieve. If you can't see that or find it, it's covered up and you need to get the dross out of the way and clear down to that river of creative energy that is achievement, that is the basis of freedom, the reason for freedom, to achieve in this world. The Erie Canal. Ever hear of it? In the early 19th century, New York City, which was the major center of commerce, certainly in the New World, was blocked off from the interior of the country where there were, you know, endless resources. There was no possibility of trade. You had mountains in the way, and you had pack animals. And how were you going to build any kind of market, free market, economy? Impossible. But the governor of New York, DeWitt Clinton, an individual who was all about achievement, said, guess what? We're going to build a 363-mile canal from Albany, New York, connecting to the Great Lakes and thereby into the interior of America so that we can ship goods, trade back and forth by water. People thought he was completely crazy. Clinton's folly, Clinton's ditch. This was not with technology of present day. This was people grabbing the guts of the land and saying, we are going to build with what we have 363 miles of canal from Albany through mountains, across mountains, to the Great Lakes, and thereby opening up the whole interior of the United States. Well, you can't do that. That's ridiculous. All the little diabolical demons nipped at his heels, you know, because that's all they can do. They can't do anything themselves. They can't create anything. All they can do is gnaw away like little rats. He paid no attention to that and said, of course we're going to do it. And he did it. And they did it. All the people who worked on that did it. It was completed in 1825. This was the same DeWitt Clinton who said, at a time when most of the people living in Manhattan and New York City lived at the bottom. I'll tell you that story when we come back from the break. It's quite fantastic. John Rappaport here for InfoWars.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport here in the fourth hour on InfoWars. Before I finish that story, I want to tell you about one of the products of the InfoWars store. Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier is now $50 off with free shipping only for a limited time. Houses are filled with dust, bacteria, allergens, and so forth. With this purification system, Alexa Pure Breeze, you can remove up to 99.97% of airborne toxins and contaminants. It's a game changer. Comparable units cost as much as $800. We're bringing it to you for a special $50 off with free shipping. Look into this and know you're contributing to the InfoWar. To get the truth out there about what's happening in our world and what the difference is between a fake future and a real future for all of us. Products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier, $50 off with free shipping for a limited time. So I was talking about DeWitt Clinton before the break and how he masterminded and envisioned and pushed forward this fantastic thing called the Erie Canal in 1825. Well, he did something else in New York. If you've ever been to Manhattan, you know it's a grid. It's laid out as a grid. The avenues go north and south, First Avenue, Second Avenue, Third Avenue, Fourth, and so forth, some with names, most with numbers. And the streets across 14th Street, 15th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, et cetera, all the way up to the top of Manhattan. Well, in the early days of Manhattan, most people lived at the bottom. And when you looked north, what did you see? Hills, valleys, forests, and so on and so forth. How would you build a city there? A metropolitan city such as New York became. DeWitt Clinton said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take the area, the uninhabited area north of where people are living, and we're going to flatten it. What? Yeah, we're going to flatten it. We're going to carve away all those hills, everything. And we're going to make it flat, and we're going to build a giant city there. Now, some people say, oh, my God, that's horrible, whatever, whatever, whatever. But this is how the magnificent achievement called New York City, Manhattan, developed. That's how it was done. And again, all the little scurrilous creatures were trying to nip at his heels and say this was insane and you couldn't do it, it couldn't be done. He said, it's going to be done. And it was. And that's why Manhattan is pretty flat. And that's why the city extended north of where it was. And that's how this magnificent achievement called New York City came to being. Achievement. The young do not hear this word the way it used to be heard. It's not taught the way it used to be taught. This is what comes out of freedom, real freedom. And this is what terrifies the controllers who want to make this planet into a machine in which the humans are machines. Achievement. your achievement, my achievement, every individual's achievement. Okay, so you've heard a great deal now about the secret house memo and what it contains and what it might contain and what happens if it's released and so forth and so on. Well, there's a secret, another secret memo, which I call, for purposes of discussion, the secret medical memo. This is a blockbuster. But the funny thing about it is that it's not secret at all. It's open information. The information has already been published in open journals. It's there. It accuses, by implication, one of the biggest agencies of the federal government, several actually, of mass murder. And yet nothing has happened. The medical memo. Story number two. I'm going to read from my piece today, why the FDA should be charged with murder. If you worked for a federal agency that was killing people at the rate of 100,000 a year, every year like clockwork, and if you knew it, wouldn't you feel compelled to say or do something about it? I think I can assure that 99.9999% of the people listening to this program would say, you bet, absolutely. And yet, the people who are committing these crimes do not feel that way at all. They are not like you or me. They are different. Smoking guns on the memo. Open secrets. In the literature, I don't usually make the citations on air, but I'm going to just to show you that it's there. BMJ, British Medical Journal, online, June 7, 2012. Author, Gene Lenzer, refers to a report by the Institute for Safe Medication Practices, quote, the report calculated that in 2011, prescription drugs were associated with 2 to 4 million people in the U.S. experiencing, quote, serious, disabling, or fatal injuries, including 128,000 deaths. Prescription drugs associated with that in 2011. The report called this, quote, one of the most significant perils to humans resulting from human activity, end quote. It's quite a smoking gun, would you say? And the final dagger? The report was compiled by outside researchers who went into the FDA's own database of serious adverse medical drug events, otherwise known as death and destruction. Now, therefore, you can't say that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, was unaware of all of this. Of course, they have been aware of all of this. In fact, they are the agency, the only agency in America, that approve medical drugs for public use. If you don't get their seal of approval, you can't sell your drugs in America. They approve as safe and effective. 128,000 deaths a year from the drugs they approve? We'll have more after the break. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour at InfoWars. Come on, come on.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Austin, Texas, and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John Rappaport here in the fourth hour sitting in for Alex. The products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. To say they fund the InfoWars, it's a very simple thing to understand. You get the products that you want for your health. You support the operation that gets out the truth. That stands on the frontier of the takeover, against that takeover. beyond that takeover by people who want to put you into the collective on a physical level, on a mental level, on a spiritual level. That's their war. The InfoWar is about freedom. It's about achievement. It's about a better future for real, not the fake better future that's being sold to everybody by the controllers. So whenever you buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com, you support that. That's what you're supporting. That's what it's all about. So let me continue now with the secret medical memo, which is not secret at all because it's been out in the open all this time. For some reason, the mainstream press just doesn't report on it. Wow. What a shock, huh? And for some reason, the federal government doesn't do anything about it, even though they're responsible for it. What a shock, right? And isn't it interesting that the medical destruction that I'm talking about here is part and parcel of a cartel, the medical cartel, that is one of the strongest, if not the strongest arm of that movement called globalism. Because if you are going, and I never get tired of saying this, to take over a planet, you need to find a way to weaken the enemy from within, to confuse, disorient, debilitate, destroy, weaken. And that's what the effects of all of these medical drugs that I'm talking about are in the secret medical memo. So let's go to the next citation. Dr. Barbara Starfield, July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association. She was at the time a revered health, public health expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Mainstream credentials up and down the line. I like to quote these sources. Why? I understand that independent researchers peg medical destruction even higher than here, quite a bit higher. But when I quote mainstream, meticulous medical sources, the government can no longer deny and say, well, it's just people on the fringe. No, they're not. They're people in the heart of the establishment who blew the whistle. Dr. Barbara Starfield, July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association. Her conclusion in a review called, Is U.S. Health Really the Best in the World? That's the citation. The medical system in the U.S., FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs kill 106,000 people a year in the U.S. or 1 million people per decade. That's called destruction. Serious destruction. So, what's supposed to happen in order to get the FDA to do something, or to get a sitting president to simply say, here are the crimes, we are going to fire everybody there, fumigate the buildings, and start over? Because this is an ongoing RICO murder machine. That's what it is. Do people have to take the corpses of their families, the 100,000 a year, and drag them to the door of the FDA and say, you approved the drugs that killed my mother, father, brother, sister, cousin, child? Is that what it takes? Maybe. Maybe. Now, as I write in this piece, if instead of these medical drugs killing people, suppose the 100,000 deaths per year were led by ginkgo, ginseng, vitamin D, niacin, raw milk. What do you think would happen? I'll tell you what would happen. SEALs, Delta Force, SWAT teams, snipers, predator drones, tanks, and infantry would be lining up and hovering outside every health food store and nutritional supplement company in America. That's what would happen. if instead of virtually zero deaths from any of those or any other nutritional supplements, we're talking about 100,000 at minimum, a conservative estimate, killed by FDA-approved, correctly prescribed medicines in America every year. Every year. Okay, you think that's all? No, there's more. There's more. There's more to the secret medical memo, and I'll give you the quotes first, and then I'll give you the source. Appropriately prescribed prescription drugs are the fourth leading cause of death. About 330,000 patients die each year from prescription drugs in the U.S. and Europe. Listening, Europe? I know we've got lots of listeners there. They, the drugs, cause an epidemic of about 20 times more, that would be 6.6 million per year, hospitalizations, as well as falls, road accidents, and about 80 million per year, medically minor problems such as pains, discomforts, and dysfunctions that hobble productivity or the ability to care for others. That's not minor. Deaths from over-medication errors and self-medication would increase these figures. In other words, and now I'm talking, the 330,000 deaths per year, the 6.6 million hospitalizations per year, and the 80 million medically minor problems per year, all of this stems from correctly prescribed medicines. And these quotes come from the American Sociological Association publication called Footnotes. In its November 2014 issue, the article is The Epidemic of Sickness and Death from Prescription Drugs. The author is Donald W. Light. Donald W. Light is a professor of medical and economic sociology, a founding fellow of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. In 2013, he was a fellow at the Edmund J. Safra Center for Ethics at Harvard. He is a Loki visiting professor at Stanford University and a fellow of the Royal Society of Medicine. In other words, this guy has mainstream credentials up and down the line as far as you want to go. And that's what he's saying. Those are the deaths and destruction numbers of the medical cartel in the U.S. and Europe, and he, or any of the other sources I've just quoted, none of them are talking about vaccines. They are just talking about medical drugs. More when we come back from the break. John Rappaport sitting in for Alex.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Here we go in the last segment here. John Rappaport sitting in for Alex. I want to just, from the secret medical memo, I just want to repeat a few figures here. This is the last citation that I gave you from Donald Light. They, the drugs, appropriately prescribed, 330,000 patients die each year from prescription drugs in the U.S. and Europe. Do the math. What does that turn out to be per decade? 330,000 per year. Sounds like approaching 3.5 million to you. Just move the decimal points. Quote, they, the drugs, also cause an epidemic of about 20 times more, that would be about 6.6 million per year, hospitalizations, as well as falls, road accidents, and about 80 million per year medically minor problems such as pains, discomforts, and dysfunctions that hobble productivity or the ability to care for others. That's like a roadmap to how do you destroy a country or a continent? Let's see, how can we do this? Well, we can say it's medicine. I mean, we've already invested billions in promotion, PR, and propaganda to assure the public that the medical people are only doing good and doing better at doing good all the time, that that's all that's happening in the medical cartel. So we can simply piggyback on that. And we just say that we are building a better world. Well, in fact, and here we would be listening in at the highest levels of conversation, we are actually infiltrating all of these countries. And as you can see by these numbers, wreaking havoc and destruction and death and maiming and turmoil, emotional loss and so on and so forth on a scale that is just absolutely unbelievable under the noses of the public, the press, the government, the what have you, everybody. And it's being completely ignored, and yet it's right out in the open. And we would even publish occasionally articles, reviews, that would indicate what the story is. That just disappear and go away. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. That's what prompts some people to say the biggest secrets are out in the open. So the secret medical memo that I just revealed to you, as I said, is from open sources, right out there, in the literature, in the mainstream literature. Didn't have to go down into some subterranean cavern with goblins and present some kind of a amulet, secret sign to get the dusty volumes from past centuries. No. Medical journals, sociological journal. It's right out there, right there. Majority of people look at that and they say, well, I know what I just read, I think, but of course, couldn't be true, or I must have misread that, or I don't even want to think about what I just read. Imagine a doctor reading this, right? You know, he's in the Brotherhood. He's in the Society of Hippocrates from ancient times. First, do no harm. And he reads this, 330,000 deaths from approved, correctly prescribed medical drugs in the U.S. and Europe every year, and millions more maimings and destruction. You know? I didn't. He's going to say, I never saw it, never saw it, never read it, never heard of it. That's how secret it can become. You just hold it up and say, here it is. And people go, what happened? I don't know. Let's, you know, what's on television? No, here it is. That's the secret medical memo. Now, if you want something to do, imagine what might happen if by, say, next week, a million more people than right now knew the facts that I just presented to you. If you participated in getting the information that I'm just giving you right here out in the open, and a million more people became aware of it, and some fraction of those million would pass that on to others, and that ripple would keep on going and going and going and going. And then the next time it's brought up, the same thing, and more, another million people or so would become aware of it. And, of course, some people say, well, it doesn't matter if they're, oh, yeah, it does matter. It does matter. Don't be so cynical. It does matter. How do you think we got to where we are now? Because people are waking up. How do you think it happened that the major media are in such chaos and disarray and so desperate? Do you think that was just a ploy on their part? Let's pretend that we're completely insane for the next year or two. you know, there's a meeting in CNN. I've got a great idea, says Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN. We're all going to pretend that we're insane, and then people will say, these people are out of their minds. I'm not going to watch them anymore. No. All this happens because people get out the information and other people understand it. And they go to true sources and they desert the fake sources. This is real. This is not some dream, an illusion. This is happening now. So I've just given you the secret info of the secret medical memo. Why not get it out there? Why not let people know what's actually happening? In the words of mainstream medical doctors, researchers, investigators, analysts, those are the people I've been quoting here. Those are the people I've been quoting. Why not get that information out? I've been writing about it for a long time. It's there. It's there in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's there in other journals, British Medical Journal. Let's have a field day with it. Let's expose this arm of the globalist takeover for what it is. The infiltration of societies in order to debilitate, destroy, and weaken and confuse the people. And some people say, well, that's just an accident, you see. It's not on purpose. Okay, you want to say that? But what happens if the medical professionals, the medical leaders, the medical bureaucrats, the medical chiefs in charge become aware of this accident and do nothing about it? Not just for a day or a week or a month or a year, but decades they do nothing about it. What does that tell you? They know it and they do nothing. Where did I start all this? I said, suppose you were the head of this agency that was approving as safe and effective medical drugs year after year after year that were killing like clockwork 100,000 people a year or a million people a decade, and you became aware of it. What would you do? Well, you know what you would do. But the people who actually are in charge are aware, and they have done nothing. And that tells you that they're guilty as charged, and they continue to be a protection racket for murder and destruction. What else would you call it? Try to tap dance around this if you can. Try to find a way to exonerate them and excuse them. You can't. Good to talk with you. See you next time. John Rappaport for InfoWars.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Top scientists.